Welcome to Kinky World's Audio Education. If you're like me and enjoy the ability to discreetly listen to kink education, no matter where you are or how busy you are, this is for you. Check out the rest of the episodes and 12 years worth of kink education on kinky-world.net. Enjoy! Today, I'd like to talk about something I don't see talked about too often. And that's just the activity of pegging, so the activity of strap-on sex, when you or your partner or both of you are larger-bodied individuals. I personally am okay using the term fat, so that is going to be a lot of what I say. That doesn't mean you have to identify with it. I do not find it an insult. I find it a body descriptor for a body. I will try to be sensitive with that while I talk about it today, but also I don't want to find a bunch of different ways to tiptoe around the fact that you or your partner have extra fat on your body, and it's not a bad thing, but it may be a thing that that's causing you some problems with your strap-on sex, and you don't know how to deal with it. And the only reason this comes up, and it's something I want to talk about, is because A, nobody talks about it. And B, I feel like it's something that's affected me often, regularly. And until I kind of figured out some of these things, I was just like, yeah, maybe strap-on sex, maybe pegging isn't for somebody like me. And that's sad. Like, that makes me sad. I don't want that to happen to anyone else who is possibly interested in this sexual activity and just can't figure out how to make the activity work for them, because there's nothing wrong with you. We just need to modify the activity to fit what your body does and what's comfortable and what feels good. I kind of liken it to yoga, where it's not bad in yoga if your body does things differently or needs yoga blocks or needs yoga straps or needs position modifications to make it right for you. It's not a bad thing. It still allows you to enjoy yoga. It still allows you to get all of the benefits of yoga. It's just your body needs some modifications, and that's not a bad thing. So pegging while plus size, essentially. The first biggest, easiest suggestion I have is to use sex furniture and props. Essentially, your bodies may not fit together in various ways that are comfortable to you. These positions that are advertised at you as popular pegging positions, popular strap-on sex positions, they may not be very comfortable to you. Totally okay. There's tummies, there's big butts, there's huge thighs, there's all sorts of awesome things about our bodies that may or may not get in the way of the sex positions we want to use. And that's something that we want to be cognizant of, because sex positions, easily fixable. You just try something else. One of the favorites I personally like, as someone who straps the dildo onto myself, is to have my partner lay down, face down, on a soft surface, so let's say like a bed, and I essentially like to crawl on top of them and put my legs on either side of their butt. Really. So like my knees are on either side of their butt, and I'm sitting up on my knees, and then I can insert the dildo that I have strapped to me really easily that way. Not only do I get like more visual on the dildo itself while I'm inserting it, but it's much more comfortable for me personally. And once you have the dildo inserted, not only is very little of your weight on top of your partner, so if you're like me and have a slender partner underneath you who can sometimes feel uncomfortable with too much of your weight on top of them, there's not much of your weight on top of your partner unless you want there to be. So you can easily slide the dildo in, and from there it's just kind of a nice, easy to do rocking motion of the hips. Like, if you think of the motion you would make to grind whatever parts you have under that harness into a pillow until you orgasmed, it's that kind of movement. but you're on top of your partner and there's a dildo inside of them. So it's a nice movement that my body's familiar with, and it keeps my weight off of my partner. In addition, I can lean forward when I need to relieve some of the stress on my knees if I need to do that. So I can lean forward onto like hands and knees. So I've got my weight easily distributed between my hands, my wrists, my ankles, my knees. Or I can easily lean right back up and be back on just my knees again and can do that like grinding motion all over again. You can really get as experimented as you want. I personally prefer my partner's legs together underneath me to make that most pleasurable for me. But it's really whatever works for the two of you. You may have the larger partner underneath, so maybe having their legs spread is what works better for both of you. In addition to just trying different sex positions, we have sex furnitures and props. So first off, use the furniture you have around your house. If you haven't tried having pegging sex, strap-on sex on like the couch, try that. If you haven't tried having pegging sex on the couch without the cushions on, A, take the cushions off ahead of time and vacuum first, or it's going to feel really grody, but try that. I've personally found that having my partner kneeling on a cushionless couch is actually about the perfect height for me to stand behind them really comfortably and peg them at the exact height I need to get in the butt. So, totally a thing you can do. If somebody needs to lean forward, consider having them lean forward onto a stationary object. Totally a thing. You have the back of a chair, you have the back of the couch, you have a bunch of objects that aren't going to move under weight. That can be really easy and a great way to help someone who may or may not have the balance to keep themselves during the pegging, or just really wants to have somewhere to rest their weight and feel comfortable. In addition, awesome things like sex pillows, super helpful. One of my favorite sex pillows is the Liberator Wedge. They make it in a plus size. The regular size and the plus size are essentially the same. Depending on how thick your body is, like literally how much space you take up when you are laying down and your body has the room to splay out. Depending on how thick you are, you might want to go with the plus size shape because it literally is just a wider width. That's pretty much the only difference. They added a wider width and more foam. So that kind of shape is a little triangle pillow, essentially. So think of it as a really cool version of the pillows you stuff under your hips to try to make sex positions work. And then those pillows deflate because you're a bigger bodied person and pillows don't hold up to weight, and then nothing really changed. And then you're sad because the pillows didn't do much. So consider the Liberator Wedge the much better alternative to that. And it essentially helps keep the hips in the air. You can use it however you'd like. I recommend looking at a picture of it to get an idea of what I'm talking about, because audio doesn't always explain things all that well. But it is a cushion that allows you to change the positions of your bodies and change the angles of your bodies. And that's pretty much what sex props are all about. There are so many of them. Liberator just sells hundreds of thousands of dollars of these things. And while some of them can be kind of niche, like some of them you're like, why would I need that? A lot of them are like, whoa, this is the exact thing I've needed to make my sex better. And I highly recommend you pick those up. If you have the finances, do it. Those things can really make your sex better because you're buying the equivalent of a yoga block for your sex. That's all you're doing. It's a modified item that makes everything better, and like, there's nothing wrong with that. Lots of smaller people do the same thing. Lots of bigger than you people do the same thing. It's just make things better where you can, because there's no reason not to. So before I continue, I must drink some liquid sustenance. Liquid sustenance. I also recommend using any sort of aids you need for comfort. And this can include a bunch of different things. So this could be like a sex stool that allows you to alleviate some of the weight off of the partner on the bottom when you're doing on top positions. This could also be something that helps the receiving partner keep their legs in the air during sex, like a behind-the-neck sling that essentially ties your ankles to a pillow that's sitting behind the head, and the pillow provides the leverage that helps keep the ankles in the air with the straps. If knees are finding problems on your floor, throw something soft under the knees. There's nothing wrong with doing that. Pretty much set yourself up for success. Find the items you need to do that. Maybe that's a blanket. Maybe that's some foam stuff. Maybe that's some specialized sex positioning aids. Whatever it is, find what you need to make the things feel better and do them. So let's continue on to our world of pegging. And the first tip I really have is to consider a longer dildo. For a lot of people who have larger bodies, when you strap a dildo on, even if you're smaller, no matter what size you are, when you strap a dildo on, you have thighs. And because you have thighs, where the dildo actually starts, like where it originates, is less than the length you're going to get. This becomes more pronounced when you have more thighs. So essentially, think about what might get in the way of getting the dildo fully into another person. This might be stomach for you. This might be thighs for you. It really is, it's just up your, it depends on your body and what your body looks like. With that in mind, consider a longer dildo. Instead of fighting with the dildo that's too small and doesn't necessarily work for your body, pick up a longer dildo that can easily stay in your partner better, that gives you more wiggle room with being able to do positions before it slips out. If your partner does not like the length of your dildo, I recommend something like, it's called the O-nut. O-nut. And those are essentially like little loops. You loop around the dildo, and it essentially just provides a stopping point. So when you're pegging, you can't necessarily feel the dildo. So you loop this O-nut around the dildo, and the O-nut will not allow the dildo to go in any further past that point. So not only do you keep your partner from receiving penetration that's too deep, so it's painful for them, but you don't have to worry about accidentally going too deep. So not only do you get the nice longer dildo that goes easier into your partner because it's a length that works better for your body, but your partner also gets the pleasure they'd like. There's less slip outs, and it doesn't hurt them accidentally when you go too deep. So super win-win all around there. It's just really a matter of experimenting to find the length you need. I personally like to have dildos that are at least like 7 to 9 inches long, at least. If you're starting out with pegging or strap-on sex, which means the recipient needs a slimmer dildo, this can be hard to find, to be honest with you. I really wish there were a lot more slimmer dildos in really long lengths, but it's not common. So I know what comes in a lot of these starter pegging kits tends to be like this 5-inch long dildo that's an inch in thickness, and that's totally great for the recipient. Like, super awesome, probably going to fit in really comfortably. The problem is when you strap that onto a larger bodied person, you're going to lose some of that length to your body. And then you're going to try and insert like a 3-inch dildo into your partner, and it's just going to keep falling out. It's really frustrating as a top because you can't feel when it falls out. So then you just feel like an idiot. Like, speaking from personal experience, I don't know how you feel. I feel like an idiot when it falls out and I don't know, and they're like, it's not in. And then you put it back in and then it falls out again. So I really recommend a longer dildo with a diameter that your partner can comfortably take, and you can modify with the O-nuts where necessary. The Tantus Sport Long, I know, used to be a really good one I would recommend often for this. I think there are some other ones out there. I might need to look into it and put some like links in the post here, because longer dildos, super helpful. Please check them out if that's one of the problems you are having. I also want you to be upfront with your partner about limitations, especially if this is a new partner. There's nothing wrong with saying, hey, my body does not like to be kneeling on my knees. It just doesn't feel good. There's nothing wrong with that. Just the same way anyone else would be like, hey, I get headaches when I hang upside down. Can we not do those sex positions? This is totally, totally normal to be upfront about the things that don't feel good, because literally this is pegging. This is sex. It's supposed to feel good for everyone involved. You don't have to tell your partner like every bit of information, but if you know something is going to bother you or hurt you or not feel comfortable or take you out of the mental headspace of enjoying yourself, bring it up. Talk to them. Try to figure out what you both can do to change what's going on. Like if it's a knee problem, like your knees don't like this floor, throw something under your knees. Move the movement onto the bed instead. Try to look into maybe some of the sex positioning furniture that will take some of the weight off of your knees and onto a different part of your body. Things like that. If it's a insertion thing, so like I personally cannot hold my body weight in every position out there. I don't have the upper body strength. There are some sex positions where if you put me in it, I need both hands to keep myself upright or I'm going to fall down. Like it's just some of those positions are really, wow, they're just really intense on my body. And it's totally okay to say, hey, I cannot insert the dildo in this position. Can you go ahead and back yourself onto it? That's totally okay. I highly recommend doing it. It's normal to need to communicate during sex. I know it's not comfortable for a lot of people. I know it's not something you may or may not be used to if you're new to the pegging thing. But it's actually super vital in the pegging thing to have a lot of open communication. And this is totally normal and really expected, honestly. So I want you to think about it. You have one person who is putting on some sort of like intricate webbing of straps to get a silicone, rubber, whatever material strapped onto their body like a pretend penis to then insert it into another person. Like, pegging's fun. Strap-on sex, awesome. Sexy, hot, great. All of the above adjectives. But there's a lot of things about it that require communication. If you strap a dildo onto yourself, you cannot feel that dildo. I mean, it's really cool. I love doing it. I do not have sensation in a dildo that's strapped onto me. This requires the person I'm with to give me feedback. It is vital that they give me feedback because I don't know what's going on. I cannot feel it. More so than like normal, whatever, not like, more so than the mainstream, I don't want to say normal, more so than mainstream penis and vagina sex, pegging requires much more communication actively from both participants. And this includes being upfront about what your body can and cannot do. That comes on the part of the person doing the pegging. Like, I need to be upfront. If I cannot insert the dildo, I need their help. I can't stay in this position much longer. It also comes on the part of the recipient. They need to tell me if I'm going too fast. They need to tell me if I need to slow down because they're slowly stretching onto this dildo and I can't feel when they're too tight. I don't have sensation in that. So they need to be open to being actively communicating that their needs need to be met too. So essentially, it's a back and forth all the time. Everything about strap-on sex is, it has to be, because you cannot feel the thing that's strapped onto you. With that in mind, this is just one of the things that you both need to talk about, just limitations, whatever those limitations are. Is the dildo too big? Does the person need like a ton of time to adjust the dildo as you penetrate? Do they need you to go slow? Do you guys need to pick out certain positions because other ones don't really work for the both of your bodies to fit together? Stuff like that. Speaking of being upfront about limitations, I also want to be upfront that you don't have to strap the dildo onto your hips. This is, I mean, I like to call it an aftermarket penis, and it is. It's like it isn't attached to you. Nothing about this dildo is attached to your body. And that opens so many possibilities. There's no reason it has to sit on top of the penis you already have or the vagina you have. No reason at all. That dildo can sit anywhere on your body. Anywhere. They make head harnesses, they make mouth harnesses, they make chest harnesses, there are foot harnesses, there are like thigh harnesses, there are any harness you can think of, it probably exists. And if it doesn't, you just need a piece of bondage rope, like nylon rope, $20. You make your own harness. You can throw that dildo fucking anywhere. You can make yourself a unicorn and hump somebody with it. And while that's super duper cool, like, it is super duper cool. While that is super cool, that's also really functional if the hip harness thing isn't doing it for you. And the hip harness thing does not do it for me. I'm going to be totally honest with y'all here. It doesn't do it for me. I don't like not receiving pleasure. So if we wear the hip harness around my hips, that pretty much puts all of the pressure for the sex position, if that makes sense. If we wear it around my hips, all of the pleasure I get from the session needs to come from the base of that dildo or something going on in the pegging. And that's really hard to do. That's really hard to necessarily find the positions that work for that. I'm going to at some point do an audio episode about that, but the point is, I don't really like wearing dildos on my hips. It exists. I know my partner likes it, so I do it on occasion, and we find ways around the pleasure thing. But my favorite harness, honestly, is my thigh. Not only do I get a better show because, like, my stomach's not in the way, so I can see more of what's going on when I wear it on my thigh. So I get a better show. I can see the dildo better. It's definitely hotter. I feel like it's a lot more comfortable to have a person's weight on my thigh than it is like on top of my hips. And my partner finds it easier because I am a larger bodied person. So I have really large hips when I'm laying down, and they have a hard time straddling me. So it's easier for them as well. In addition, while wearing a thigh harness, it leaves all of the awesome bits between my thighs totally open. I can use a vibrator. I can use a dildo on myself. I can do anything because everything is completely open. So the person I'm pegging can watch and they get their own hot visual. They can assist in the pleasure that I'm receiving because now we have that space open for business because the dildo's somewhere else. Like, this dildo does not have to be where a biological penis would be. I know that's the super common porn trope, and I know that pretty much every pegging guide out there doesn't show anything to the contrary, but that's the cool thing about it. It frustrates me so much that I tell so many women about this, and they're like, wow, I've never thought of that. And I don't know. I think it's maybe like some weird phallic obsession thing, but your dildo can go anywhere. If your body's having problems with that dildo on your hips, you move that fucking dildo. You put it wherever the heck works for you guys and your bodies, because there's no reason to keep it on the hips. That dildo will feel just as good going into the recipient, no matter where you put it. It doesn't matter where it is. The shape of the dildo is the important part for inserting, but for being both of you comfortable, where you put it is awesome. Just move it. Move it if the hip harness thing is not working. All right, so while we are talking about it, let's talk about harnesses. And the reality is, as larger bodied individuals, especially if your hips are starting to get northward of like the 70 inch measurement, your strap-on harnesses are going to become limited. I really recommend looking into customizable harnesses if that's an option for you budget-wise. There are a lot of places that do customizable harnesses. You can purchase one and you can have something made for your measurements. I personally swear by the Spare Parts Joke harnesses, J-O-Q-U-E. I'll throw a link in the post itself. I swear by them because they are so comfy. Not only are they comfy, they're made from like this neoprene stretchy material, but the hip of it, the waist of it, is actually Velcro. So if I lose weight, I can Velcro it tighter. If I gain weight, I can Velcro it looser. I think it has like a 30 inch range. The cool part is I just step into it, Velcro it on, I'm ready to go. I don't have to do anything else. It's really cool. No other straps to fuck with. When I'm done, I can throw it in the washing machine. It's machine washable. Like, this harness is my lifeblood. I've had the same harness for like 10 years, and I buy other ones, I play with other ones, and I'm just like, not as good. So if I'm going to use a hip harness, it's probably the spare parts joke because I love the shit out of it. It's an amazing harness. But while we're on the topic of harnesses, a lot of hip harnesses end at the 42-inch mark for hips. That sucks. It is what it is. You can look at customizable harnesses if funds are an option for you. There's a lot of them on Etsy that will make them up to your measurements, and a lot of them will make them adjustable. So if you lose or gain weight, you can adjust the harness that you purchase to be perfect for your body. Lots of Etsy makers will make it out of, there's I think some nylon strap ones, and there are some leather ones on Etsy. I own both. I love both. While we're at it, if funds are tight and if your body's changing often, I would recommend learning how to tie a strap-on harness with rope. Honestly, it's pretty easy. It's not going to be pretty, but it's pretty easy. You can do like a lark's head, a couple ties essentially around the base of the dildo, and you can strap it around whatever, like wrap it around whatever you're going to strap it on and tie it off. And it will be ugly, but it will 100% keep a dildo on your body. So if your body's changing a lot or finances are tight, you can get, I think, 30 feet of nylon rope, which is machine washable, which you should have a machine washable rope because you're probably going to get lube and or stuff on it. So make sure it's machine washable. But you can get a nylon rope 30 feet for like $25 to $30. Much cheaper than a customizable harness in the hundreds. So if that's something you need to do, learn how to tie on a dildo. I will see if I can add some links in the post. They're probably going to be fancy as fuck links because a lot of people like to make their harnesses look cool. But I will see if I can find some like really bare bones one, because there's, you don't need to make a half an hour beautiful harness. You just need to put the dildo on the thing so you can put the dildo in the person. Doesn't need to be like awesome. Another tip while you're actively having the sexins, while you're actively doing the pegging, I recommend switching off with your partner as needed. This is something you can use no matter what size your body is. If one of you is tired, there's no reason that you there's no reason you need to stop. I don't want you to keep going when you're exhausted. So why don't we find out ways for the pegging, like the recipient or whoever isn't doing the activity, to start doing the activity? For me, like if my partner's on top, let's say he's in like cowgirl, cowboy position, whatever you want to call it, partner on top. If they're on top, they can ride me. And when they get tired, I can go ahead and have them stay still. And I can start using my own leverage to thrust my hips forward into them. So then they get to take a break and I'm taking over all the action. If you're doing doggy style, if you get tired of thrusting into them, you can tell them that it's their turn and now they can push into you. There's no reason one person has to be the active partner, and when that one person gets tired, you're done. You both can switch off easily. Again, in that open communication scheme of things, I recommend being open about what your level is. So like, don't try to hide that you're tired. Sex takes everyone out of breath. It's totally a thing. The orgasms, like you can just sit in a chair and have a really great orgasm and you're going to breathe heavy. That's a thing. There's nothing to be ashamed of about breathing heavy during cardio activity, and sex can be cardio activity. Do not feel ashamed about saying, why don't you take a turn? Or do not be ashamed about breathing the way that your body needs to get some oxygen. That's totally normal. Totally can just switch off and make the sex last longer if the two of you want the sex to last longer. My last tip, besides using harnesses that you know don't go on the hips, experimenting with non-hip harnesses, using harnesses that fit your body properly, switching off as the active partner, using different sex positions to work for the two of you. There's using sex positioning furniture and cushions to make sex positions feel better. There's using a longer dildo to make the dildo go in better. And yeah, I want you to both be open and communicate with each other And the last position, the last tip I really have is to check out some of the like not pegging sex tips made for larger bodied individuals. There isn't a whole lot, which is what I grumped about in the beginning. There isn't a whole lot of pegging tips out there for fat people. There just isn't a whole lot of like pegging tips in general. So when you take that like niche and you niche it down even further to like just one body type, it can be really hard to find it. So what you can do is just look at sex tips designed for plus size bodies. I know there's like Curvy Girl Sex. Some of my pictures are included in that one. That's a book of sex positions for larger bodied individuals. And you can take all those kind of things and just kind of adjust it to pegging. There's like, pegging is just a long object going in a hole, really, at its core. A long object goes in a hole, and that's what pretty much all of sex is. Something is going to go in a hole if we're talking about penetration. And there's no reason that you can't adjust some of those sex tips made for just like regular plush size sex that isn't pegging to work with your pegging tips. And that can really help. Because there's not, like I said, there's not a whole lot of pegging tips out there specifically for larger bodies. But if you can find some cool sex positions made for larger bodies that seem like they'd work for your pegging, like, do it. That's super cool. Look into some research for that. Get that, like, Curvy Girl Sex Position book and start just checking them off, except with pegging. You can totally do that. No reason that you have to, like, ignore all of the wealth of knowledge that's out there. I don't want to go with wealth. There's not a wealth. But no reason you have to ignore the somewhat knowledge that's out there about how bigger bodies can have awesome sex together. So I think that's pretty much all I have to say, mostly because my voice is dying. I don't know if we can hear it at this point, but I can feel it. My voice is dying. So I really hope these pegging plus size tips help to make strap-on sex more pleasurable for the two of you. Pretty much it's all about communication and experimentation and being open to modifying and changing things to make them work for the two of you. Nothing says you have to have pegging sex in one specific manner, in one specific way, with one specific harness, with one specific position. None of those things are true. Do whatever makes it work for the two of you. And you'll probably have more pleasure and more fun. There's no rules here. The rule is make sure everybody's having fun and you don't hurt anybody. That's it. You don't hurt anybody without their consent. I should specify. Because if you guys want to hurt each other, spanking is totally cool. So, if you want to. Anyway, that's all the tips I have for plus size pegging, and I hope it helps.